Welcome to the Ross Rahman Introduction to Electricity. What is electricity? Electricity is a type of energy that can build up in one place or flow from one place to another. When electricity gathers in one place, it is known as static electricity. The word static means something that does not move. Electricity that moves from one place to another is called current electricity. Static electricity. Lightning happens when static electricity, built up in one place, turns to current electricity, flowing from one place to another. Static electricity often happens when you rub things together. If you rub a balloon against your pullover 20 or 30 times, you'll find the balloon sticks to you. This happens because rubbing the balloon gives it an electric charge, a small amount of electricity. The charge makes it stick to your pullover like a magnet, because your pullover gains an opposite electric charge. So your pullover and the balloon attract one another like the opposite ends of two magnets. Have you ever walked across a nylon rug or carpet and felt a slight tingling sensation? Then touched something metal, like a doorknob or a faucet, and felt a sharp pain in your hand? That is an example of an electric shock. When you walk across the rug, your feet are rubbing against it. Your body gradually builds up an electric charge, which is the tingling you can sense. When you touch metal, the charge runs instantly to earth, and that's the shock you feel. Lightning is also caused by static electricity. As rain clouds move through the sky, ice crystals inside them sink to the bottom, while water droplets rise to the top. The crystals have one kind of charge, negative, while the water droplets have the other kind, positive. It's the separation of these charges that allows a cloud to build up its power. Eventually, when the charge is big enough, it leaps to earth as a bolt of lightning. You can often feel the tingling in the air when a storm is brewing nearby. This is the electricity in the air around you. How static electricity works. Electricity is caused by electrons, the tiny particles that orbit around the edges of atoms, from which everything is made. Each electron has a small negative charge. An atom normally has an equal number of electrons and protons, positively charged particles in its nucleus or center, so atoms have no overall electrical charge. A piece of rubber is made from large collections of atoms called molecules. Since the atoms have no electrical charge, the molecules have no charge either, and nor does the rubber. Suppose you rub a balloon on your pullover over again. As you move the balloon back and forward, you give it energy. The energy from your hand makes the balloon move. As it rubs against the wall in your pullover, some of the electrons in the rubber molecules are pulled free and gather on your body. This leaves the balloon with slightly too few electrons. Since electrons are negatively charged, having too few electrons makes the balloon slightly positively charged. Your pullover meanwhile gains these extra electrons and becomes negatively charged. Your pullover is negatively charged, and the balloon is positively charged. Opposite charges attract, so your pullover sticks to the balloon. That's a very brief introduction to static electricity. Current electricity. When electrons move, they carry electrical energy from one place to another. This is called current electricity or an electric current. A lightning bolt is one example of an electric current, although it does not last very long. Electric currents are also involved in powering all the electrical appliances that you use, from washing machines to flashlights and from telephones to MP3 players. These electric currents last much longer.
Have you heard of the terms, potential energy and kinetic energy? Potential energy means energy that is stored somehow for use in the future. A car at the top of a hill has potential energy, because it has the potential, or ability, to roll down the hill in future. When it's rolling down the hill, its potential energy is gradually converted into kinetic energy, the energy something has because it's moving. Static electricity and current electricity are like potential energy and kinetic energy. When electricity gathers in one place, it has the potential to do something in the future. Electricity stored in a battery is an example of electrical potential energy. You can use the energy in the battery to power a flashlight, for example. When you switch on a flashlight, the battery inside begins to supply electrical energy to the lamp, making it give off light. All the time the light is switched on, energy is flowing from the battery to the lamp. Over time, the energy stored in the battery is gradually turned into light and heat in the lamp. This is why the battery runs flat. Electric circuits. For an electric current to happen, there must be a circuit. A circuit is a closed path or loop around which an electric current flows. A circuit is usually made by linking electrical components together with pieces of wire cable. Thus, in a flashlight, there is a simple circuit, with a switch, a lamp, and a battery linked together by a few short pieces of copper wire. When you turn the switch on, electricity flows around the circuit. If there is a break anywhere in the circuit, electricity cannot flow. If one of the wires is broken, for example, the lamp will not light. Similarly, if the switch is turned off, no electricity can flow. This is why a switch is sometimes called a circuit breaker. You don't always need wires to make a circuit, however. There is a circuit formed between a storm cloud and the earth by the air in between. Normally, air does not conduct electricity. However, if there is a big enough electrical charge in the cloud, it can create charged particles in the air, called ions, atoms that have lost or gained some electrons. The ions work like an invisible cable linking the cloud above and the air below. Lightning flows through the air between the ions. How electricity moves in a circuit. Materials such as copper metal that conduct electricity, allow it to flow freely, are called conductors. Materials that don't allow electricity to pass through them so readily, such as rubber and plastic, are called insulators. What makes copper a conductor and rubber an insulator? Illustration showing electrons flowing round a circuit between a battery and a lamp. A current of electricity is a steady flow of electrons. When electrons move from one place to another, round a circuit, they carry electrical energy from place to place like marching ants carrying leaves. Instead of carrying leaves, electrons carry a tiny amount of electric charge. Electricity can travel through something when its structure allows electrons to move through it easily. Metals like copper have free electrons that are not bound tightly to their parent atoms. These electrons flow freely throughout the structure of copper, and this is what enables an electric current to flow. In rubber, the electrons are more tightly bound. There are no free electrons and, as a result, electricity does not really flow through rubber at all. Conductors that let electricity flow freely are said to have a high conductance and a low resistance. Insulators that do not allow electricity to flow are the opposite. They have a low conductance and a high resistance. For electricity to flow, there has to be something to push the electrons along. This is called an electromotive force, EMF. A battery or power outlet creates the electromotive force that makes a current of electrons flow. An electromotive force is better known as a voltage. Direct current and alternating current. Electricity can move around a circuit in two different ways. Direct current races V around a loop like race cars on a track, always going in the same direction. This type of electricity is called direct current, and most toys and small gadgets have circuits that work this way. The bigger appliances in your home use a different kind of electricity called alternating current, AC. Instead of always flowing the same way, the electrons constantly reverse direction, about 50 to 60 times every second. Although you might think that makes it impossible for energy to be carried round a circuit, it doesn't. Take the flashlight bulb in the circuit above. With direct current, new electrons keep streaming through the filament, a thin piece of wire inside the bulb, making it heat up and give off light. With alternating current, the same old electrons whiz back and forth in the filament. You can think of them running on the spot, heating up the filament so it still makes bright light we can see. So both types of current can make the lamp work even though they flow in different ways. Most other electric appliances can also work using either direct or alternating current, though some circuits do need AC to be changed to DC, or vice versa, to work correctly. Making electricity. Just as electricity can make magnetism, so magnetism can make electricity. A dynamo is a bit like an electric motor inside. When you pedal your bicycle, the dynamo clipped to the wheel spins around. Inside the dynamo, There is a heavy core made from iron wire wrapped tightly around, much like the inside of a motor. The core spins freely inside some large, fixed magnets. As you pedal, the core rotates inside these outer magnets and generates electricity. The electricity flows out from the dynamo and powers your bicycle lamp. The electric generators used in power plants work in exactly the same way, only on a much bigger scale. Instead of being powered by someone's legs, pedaling furiously, these large generators are driven by steam. The steam is made by burning fuels or by nuclear reactions. Power plants can make enormous amounts of electricity, but they waste quite a lot of the energy they produce. The energy has to flow from the plant, where it is made, to the homes, offices, and factories where it is used down many miles of electric power cable. Making electricity in a power plant and delivering it to a distant building can waste up to two-thirds of the energy that was originally present in the fuel. Another problem with power plants is that they make electricity by burning fossil fuels such as coal, gas, or oil. This creates pollution and adds to the problem known as global warming, the way Earth is steadily heating up because of the energy people are using. Another problem with fossil fuels is that supplies are limited, and they are steadily running out. There are other ways to make energy that are more efficient, less polluting, and do not contribute to global warming. These types of energy are called renewable, because they can last indefinitely. Examples of renewable energy include wind turbines and solar power. Unlike huge electric power plants, they are often much more efficient ways of making electricity. Because they can be sited closer to where the electricity is used, less energy is wasted transmitting power down the wires. Wind turbines are effectively just electric generators with a propeller on the front. The wind turns the propeller, which spins the generator inside, and makes a steady current of electricity. Unlike virtually every other way of making electricity, solar cells, like the ones on calculators and digital watches, do not work using electricity generators and magnetism. When light falls on a solar cell, the material it is made from, silicon, captures the light's energy and turns it directly into electricity. Potentially, this means solar cells are an extremely efficient way to make electricity. A home with solar electric panels on the roof might be able to make most of its own electricity. Electricity and electronics. Electricity is about using relatively large currents of electrical energy to do useful jobs, like driving a washing machine or powering an electric drill. Electronics is a very different kind of electricity. It's a way of controlling things using incredibly tiny currents of electricity, sometimes even individual electrons. Suppose you have an electronic clothes washing machine. Large currents of electricity come from the power outlet, main supply, to make the drum rotate and heat the water. Smaller currents of electricity operate the electronic components in the washing machine's programmer unit. These tiny currents control the bigger currents, making the drum rotate back and forth, starting and stopping the water supply, and so on. Measuring electricity. We can measure electricity in a number of different ways, but a few measurements are particularly important. Voltage. The voltage is a kind of electrical force that makes electricity move through a wire, and we measure it in volts. The bigger the voltage, the more current will tend to flow. So a 12-volt car battery will generally produce more current than a 1.5-volt flashlight battery. Current. Voltage does not, itself, go anywhere. It's quite wrong to talk about voltage flowing through things. What moves through the wire in a circuit is electrical current, a steady flow of electrons, measured in amperes, or amps. Power. Together, voltage and current give you electrical power. The bigger the voltage and the bigger the current, the more electrical power you have. We measure electric power in units called watts. Something that uses 1 watt uses 1 joule of energy each second. The electric power in a circuit is equal to the voltage times the current. In other words, watts equals volts times amps. So if you have a 100 watt, 100W, light and you know your electricity supply is rated as 120 volts, typical household voltage in the United States, the current flowing must be 100-120 equals 0.8 amps. If you're in Europe, your household voltage is more likely 230 volts. So if you use the same 100-watt light, the current flowing is 100-230 equals 0.4 amps. The light burns just as brightly in both countries and uses the same amount of power in each case. In Europe it uses a higher voltage and lower current, in the States, there's a lower voltage and higher current. One quick note, 120 volts and 230 volts are the nominal or standard household voltages, the voltages you're supposed to have, in theory. In practice, your home might have more or less voltage than this, for all sorts of reasons, but mainly because of how far you are from your local power plant or power supply. Energy. Power is a measurement of how much energy you're using each second. To find out the total amount of energy an electric appliance uses, you have to multiply the power it uses per second by the total number of seconds you use it for. The result you get is measured in units of power times time, often converted into a standard unit called the kilowatt hour, kWh. If you used an electric toaster rated at 1000 watts, 1 kilowatt, for a whole hour, you'd use 1 kilowatt hour of energy. You'd use the same amount of energy burning a 2000 watt toaster for 0.5 hours or a 100 watt lamp for 10 hours. See how it works? Electricity meters, like the one shown in the photo above, from my house, show the total number of kilowatt hours of electricity you've used. 1 kilowatt hour is equal to 3.6 million joules, J, of energy, or 3.6 megajoules if you prefer. You can measure your energy consumption automatically with an energy monitor.